We are talking with Sophia Carson, one of the stars of Disney's Descendant, about her experience on this new Disney film.
Yes. You're like, how are you like your character and how are you not? Like,
yeah, English?
In real life, yes.
Well, being the daughter of the Evil Queen from Snow White, Evie grew up naturally believing that what mattered most in life was her reflection in a mirror, and that she needed to find... Should I do it again?
Sure.
What mattered to her most in life was her reflection in a mirror, and that she needed to find a Prince Charming to give her a happy ending. So in the beginning, she doesn't really know who she is, but she does feel that pressure that I think we all feel as girls to be beautiful, right, to be skinny and to be prettier or to be like the girls in the magazines, which it's so easy to fall into that trap. But in the story, in Evie's journey, she really realizes that what matters most in life is not, you know, how we look in the mirror. It's who we are on the inside and loving that and accepting our weirdness and accepting all of our quirks that make us who we are. So I really found myself in that. She taught me a lot. And also, she's such a fashionista, and I'm obsessed with fashion, so I love that about her.
And how are you not like the character?
I think she's, in the beginning, she's very vain, and I my mom raised me to try and be not as vain as Evie. But I think it's not her fault how she is in the beginning. It's just, it's what her mother taught her to be. She didn't know any better.
And that brings me to my next question, what message do you want parents to take away from the movie?
I think, well, there are so many. I think parents who are raising young girls should take away the message of teaching their daughters, you know, telling them every day that they're beautiful and that what matters is not what they look like in the mirror, just so they grow up with self-esteem and loving who they are. And I think also the bigger message is just that, you know, kids are kids, and sometimes we have our troublesome teenage years because we don't know who we are and we're growing up and we're learning, you know, a lot about ourselves. And but at the end of the day, we have the choice to be who we want to be, and I think that's such a beautiful message. No matter who our parents are, who we come from, we at the end of the day can choose.
How was it working with Kenny Ortega?
Oh, it was a dream. Well, being a dancer since I was 3 years old, I was always such a fan of Kenny's, from High School Musical to Michael Jackson to everything. So it was a dream come true. I remember when I walked into the audition room, they were being very secretive. Disney was being very secretive about the project, so they didn't release any information regarding the script or regarding the direction, just that it was a movie about four outcasts who were having trouble in high school. And I walked into my callback in the 21st floor of this building, and I see Kenny Ortega. And like, my jaw was on the floor. I don't know how I managed to speak in that in that instance, but it was amazing. And he really helped me to develop Evie's character and to be able to, you know, dance his choreography, and to be directed by him was amazing.
I have one question. You mentioned going to school at UCLA. Are you still there?
Yeah,
still,
I am.
What are you
Go
measuring?
Back to school in August. Comunicaciones, Communications and International Relations.
You talked about your working on your album.
Yes.
You're writing all the music, or?
I'm collaborating with producers and writers. I've been writing since I was 10 years old, so I'm really excited to see it come to life. It's what I've been dreaming of since I was little.
What's your flavor of music? What musical influences do you have?
So many. Well, you know, being of Hispanic origin, being Latina, I grew up with a lot of Hispanic influences and also Anglo music. So I kind of have both worlds. Like, for instance, I grew up singing boleros. Like, yeah. Amo cantar boleros. My grandfather always taught me Solamente Una Vez, Como Tú, like all the classics. I also loved Elvis Presley. And then, of course, I love pop music. Like, right now, I love Taylor Swift's album is great, Nick Jonas. I also love Sam Smith, Ed Sheeran. I really love all pop music. Shakira. Bueno, I have a story. Yo cuando, bueno, de pequeña, adoré a Shakira con todo mi corazón, siendo barranquillera y revolucionó el mundo, Shakira. Y mi tía la conocía, y un 24 de diciembre la conocí en Barranquilla, y lloré mis ojos 3 horas. No lo podía creer. Y ella me dio un consejo que nunca se me va a olvidar. Me dijo que to make it in this business tienes que ser... Bueno, tienes que trabajar más que todas y ser mejor que todas. Y siempre me recuerdo eso. Sí.
As a young actress, and you said, you know, you have really good advice by your family.
Yes.
Who are your big support.
Yes.
And so you want to continue in the acting, or really your love is actually more music?
You know what? I would love to do both. You know, growing up, I never knew I would love acting, or I never knew I could act, to be honest. But in the process, in the audition, you know, in all my auditions and in the process of shooting this film and in the last film I shot with Disney, I really fell in love with acting. So if I'm lucky enough, I would love to do both. But after this movie, I'm going to focus on my album.
And this is your first major?
This is my first everything, yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah.
Sí, qué suerte. Bueno, I had a guest role on Austin and Ally.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of, I think that's helpful, 1 month of auditioning.
Well, I'll stop having you do be schizophrenic by English.
Oh, it's okay. I don't mind. I'm so used to it. Spanglish is like the language I speak. Y con su rubí rojo me sé como.
The age-old question.
Yes.
What was your favorite Disney character?
When I was little, I died for Belle from Beauty and the Beast. She was my favorite Disney princess because she had brown hair and brown eyes. Oh my gosh. If you had told me that when I was 6 years old, I think I would have been attached to your hip. I dressed up like her every single Halloween. I think for 8 or 10 years. And now I always love Elsa from Frozen. I think it's such a beautiful message.
Was it the playing the daughter of one of the most well-known evil queens?
You know what? It's a lot of pressure. But it was so cool. Evie, I think the writers did such a beautiful job with Evie's story, with Evil Queen and Evie, and I really loved telling her story. You know, it's hard in the beginning because she is such a horrible mother to her and just gives her such horrible advice, like, why would you do that to your daughter? But I love that the villain kids kind of rise above and they kind of find who they are, and I love, you know, there's always a story to why a villain is a villain. And I think that's what this Descendants kind of teaches us. It's like these four kids, you think that's what they are on the outside, but then you meet them and there's so much more to them.
It's a very cute film.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Are you friends with your co-stars now?
Yes, definitely. I met them in the audition process. Okay. So I didn't know them before, but I was fans of all of them. So, because I was the only, like, yo feliz.
If you could sit down with previous Disney princesses like Miley Cyrus or Selena Gomez, mm-hmm. what would you ask them? What type of advice would you want from them?
Well, I would ask them, you know, I guess how they juggled maybe their music and acting careers. That's something that I want to do as well. And I know that, you know, this is very time consuming, just having an acting career. So maybe I would ask them that. And, you know, just how they dealt with maybe, I've never had fans in my life, so how it is with that, you know, it's incredible now. I just hit 100,000 on Instagram and I was like, that's crazy, 100,000 people are following me, like, do they all know that I'm like secretly not cool?
That's the best way to be.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Gracias. Un beso. Gracias a ustedes.